Welcome to Swingin' with Dr. Jazz, 1 hour of big band swing music from the mid-1930s to the mid-1940s, produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chewelah, Washington. This program will take a look at the swing bands of Woody Herman, Jimmy Dorsey, Harry James with Frank Sinatra, Fletcher Henderson, Ray Noble, and Duke Ellington. Woody Herman's second big band, known as the Second Herd, started in 1947, is famous for launching the jazz careers of many prominent musicians. While the first Thundering Herd of 1944 through 46 contained a few famous musicians too, trombonist Bill Harris, trumpeters Neil Hefti, Shorty Rogers, and the Condoli Brothers, saxophonist Flip Phillips, Jimmy Rolls on piano, Buddy Rich on drums, and Red Norvo on vibraphone, among others. Here's Herman's first Herd with the big hit, Woodchopper's Ball, then Apple Honey and Goosey Gander, all instrumentals.
Thank you.
You've got Swingin' with Dr. Jazz on your radio. James Dorsey was born in 1904 in Shenandoah, Pennsylvania, almost 2 years before his brother Tommy. Their teacher, musician father taught the brothers to play many instruments. By 17, Jimmy was playing with the Gene Coldkett Orchestra, but left that band along with Bix Beiderbecke and Frankie Trumbauer to join Paul Whiteman. During the 1920s, Jimmy was considered one of the best altoists and clarinetists in jazz. In 1934, Tommy and Jimmy decided to start their own big band, but there was friction between them, and Tommy walked off the stage in 1935. Jimmy kept the orchestra going until the early 1950s. Dorsey appeared in several Hollywood films, one being The Fabulous Dorseys in 1947. In 1953, the brothers reunited with Jimmy joining Tommy's orchestra. They worked together until Tommy's untimely death in 1956. Jimmy intended to keep the band going, but he died of cancer a year later in 1957. He was only 53. I can remember the Arthur Murray Dance Studios being advertised on TV when I was a kid. We'll begin this set with Helen O'Connell singing Arthur Murray Taught Me Dancing in a Hurry, then the instrumentals, contrasts, and the Dorsey Stomp.
And one and two and two and one and... Aw, shucks, I can't dance. Life was so peaceful at the laundry. Life was so calm and serene. Life was tray gay till that unlucky day I happened to read that magazine. Why did I read that advertisement where it says, since I rumba, Jim thinks I'm sublime? Why, oh, why did I ever try when I didn't have the talent, I didn't have the money, and teacher did not have the time? Arthur Murray taught me dancing in a hurry. I had a week to spare. He showed me the groundwork, the walking around work, and told me to take it from there. Arthur Murray then advised me not to worry. It would come out all right. To my way of thinking, my dance is stinking. I don't know my left from my right. People around me can all sing a one and a two and a three, but any resemblance to waltzing is just coincidental with me, 'cause Arthur Murray taught me dancing in a hurry. And so I take a chance. To me it resembles the 9-day trembles, but he guarantees it's a dance. Two-step, my rumba makes people turn pale. My conga goes into a goose step till the FBI is dogging my trail, 'cause Arthur Murray taught me dancing in a hurry. Maybe the stars were wrong. If I ain't a menace to Ruth St. Denis, I'll do until one comes along. Turkey trot, orgavotte, don't know which, don't know what, jitterbug, bunny hug, long as you cut a rug, walk the dog, do the clog, Lindy hop to your drop, ball the jack, back to back, cheek to cheek to your wheat. You've heard of Pavlova, well, Jack, move over, make way for the queen of the day.
Thank you.
This is Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. The FBI, under J. Edgar Hoover, compiled over 1,200 pages of dossier on various investigations of Frank Sinatra, which looked at his ties to mob figures, draft status, political affiliations, parties with the Kennedys, romantic liaisons, etc. Nothing ever came from any of it. Here's Sinatra and the Harry James Orchestra in 1939, live at the Roseland Ballroom, with Wishing Will Make It So, Moon Love, and This Is No Dream.
nothing but moon love. Will you be gone when the dawn comes stealing through? Are these just moon dreams, grand while the moon beams? But when the moon fades away, will my dreams come true? Much as I love you, don't let me love you. If I must pay for your kiss with lonely tears, say it's not moon love, tell me it's true love. Say you'll be mine when the moon disappears. What my heart keeps saying, this is no dream, this is real. The stars dance above, heavenly music's playing. This must be love, the way that I feel. Here you are in all your loveliness. This moment is divine, darling. Your eyes just beam, telling me love's old story. This is no dream, you're really.
This is Dr. Jazz, and we are swinging. Fletcher Henderson's big bands prior to and during the swing era featured many of the best black jazz musicians of the day, including Louis Armstrong, Red Allen, Doc Cheatham, and Roy Eldridge on trumpet, and Benny Carter, Coleman Hawkins, Buster Bailey, and Chewberry on the saxophone, just to name a few. I've got two vocals written by the songwriting team, Saul Chaplin and Sammy Kahn, and sung by Chuck Richards, If You Ever Should Leave and Posen, and then an instrumental, Chris and His Gang.
Positions, everything in life. You find there's no telling when bands will stop and go again, posing, everybody pose.
This is Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. Raymond Stanley Noble was born in Brighton, England in 1903. After studying piano at the Royal Academy of Music, Noble became the leader of a dance band. His recordings were becoming popular in the United States, so he moved to New York City in 1934. Glenn Miller helped Noble organize a big band with much talent, but the band never succeeded and Noble gave up in 1936. He moved to Hollywood and found much success as a radio comedian, playing a dim-witted Englishman. He worked with Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, W.C. Fields, Burns and Allen, and others. While in L.A., he started a new, short-lived orchestra in 1940. He passed away in 1978 at 74. Here's the Ray Noble Band in 1941 with a couple vocals, What Do You Hear From Your Heart, and Hi There, Mr. Moon, and then an instrumental, Oakland to Burbank. I've been on that flight, if that's what it refers to.
Mr. Moon, it's only afternoon. Romances don't begin till day is through. And when they start, good moons should do their part to light up the pathway to love's rendezvous. You're most inopportune, you're shining much too soon, and wasting all your silver up above. Go home and get some rest so you can look your best tonight when you shine for love.
Listening to Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. Johnny Hodges was considered to have been one of the best alto saxophonists in jazz history. He could have had a great solo career, but he preferred being a longtime member of the Duke Ellington Orchestra. I've got a couple of instrumentals by Johnny Hodges and the Duke Ellington Band, Squatty Roo and Goin' Out the Back Way, both composed by Hodges. Thank you. Join us next time for another installment of Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. This show is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chowila, Washington.